And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:05 on CJAD. It is Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. I'm Dave Kaufman, and to book a cosmetic appointment with Dr. Ronnie Monk, call 514-937-2757. You can also text or speak with the doctor tonight in studio, 514-800 if you want to send us a text, or if you want to give us a call, 514-790-0800. Hello, Dr. Monk.
How are you, Dave?
I'm well. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
What's new and exciting?
Lots of new things out. Lots of new technologies. Since I was here the last time, I've brought in a couple new lasers into my office. So lots of stuff to talk about today.
Great. I know we want to start with, when you said it to me, you didn't say it exactly like this, but I figured we would talk in the first segment about the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, Fountain of Youth. Always a common question that people talk about, and people want to know the secrets to staying young and keeping their skin healthy and young looking.
Well, it's both staying young and looking young, right?
For sure, always important. So, you know, there's a couple important things I thought we'd talk about at first. What causes aging of the skin? Why do we age? Why does the skin get older? There's really two key components to it. There's aging of the skin on the outside, and then there's aging from the inside. And what I mean by that is aging on the outside, you know, when we look at older skin as we get into our 60s, 70s, 80s, you start to notice the wrinkled skin, the loss of skin turgor, the loss of elasticity of the skin. Older skin, we tend to get some of the brown spots, the sun damage, those blood vessels, the veins on the skin. The skin just looks uneven. And when we're born, our skin is beautiful. It's smooth, it's even, it's shiny, it's glowy, and obviously we lose that over time. So what causes that loss? I mean, there's a lot of different factors out there. I mean, the main one is sun exposure.
Sure.
And that's the biggest thing, and people don't realize that sun exposure is always the same. It's always there. Summer, winter, there's always UVB and UVA rays. Even on a cloudy day, even a day like today where we didn't see much sun, there's always UVA coming through those clouds and through the windows. You have big, nice windows in this room. You're constantly getting sun on your skin.
So are you recommending that people wear sunscreen all the time?
Always. Me and my staff, we always preach continuous sunscreen use.
Wow.
Doesn't matter. Any time you're inside, outside, you should wear it as your moisturizer every day because that's the key to staying young.
Is there an SPF recommendation?
What we say now is SPF should be at least 30. But you know, SPF is only a marker for UVB protection. So a high SPF sunscreen, some of these sunscreens are SPF 90, 100, but they may not be good UVA protectors. So it's always good. You always got to look for a broad spectrum UVB, UVA protective sunscreen. And SPF is not the most important thing. What's more important, what I tell my patients, is the ingredients are more important. So I always preach sunscreens with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. Zinc oxide, in my opinion, is the gold standard blocker. It really blocks out the sun. And I know when sunscreens have a high percentage of zinc oxide that they protect strongly against both UVB and UVA. And I tell my patients, year round, you wear it as your moisturizer in the morning. Find one that's silky smooth, that won't make you white, that won't make you shiny. And they exist, believe it or not. They're hard to find, but they do exist. And your skin will thank you for it.
So middle of February, minus 20 in Montreal. Dr. Ronnie Monk says still put on sunscreen?
100%.
Wow.
Because UVA is always there and always the same. And UVA, believe it or not, contributes more to aging of the skin than UVB does.
How do you parse this with people's desire to get sunlight and to combat depression from having that sunlight?
Yeah, so it's funny. There's been a lot of studies on depression and light, and it's not the UV light that will make us happy and make us in better moods. I mean, it's really just the light. So, you know, to combat depression, what they actually do is a lot of people will use LED lights. They have home LED units. They'll take them home with them, and that'll actually, there's been studies showing that the mood improves with LED lights. But ultraviolet radiation, you know, from 280 to 400 nanometers is really what is negatively impacts the skin.
Dr. Monk, let's go to the phones. 514-790-0800. We have Ellie on the line. One has a question about nail fungus treatment. Hello, Ellie.
Yes, hello. Hello, doctor.
Hi, Ellie.
I was diagnostic with, it's called, and this is what he wrote, DDX ophthalmologist, traumatic onycholysis. Well, like, I didn't get it. And, you know, I used to go for manicures regularly, uh-huh. and he prescribed the medication Jublia that's supposed to put on once a day. Obviously, I put it on at night not to wash my nails.
Uh-huh.
But they're very weak. They're very cracking. I've never had anything like this in my life.
Okay, I mean, it sounds like you have what's called onychomycosis, which is basically a fancy term for fungus in the nails. And fungus in the nails is a very common problem that a lot of people have. You can get it from just walking barefoot in public places. You could get it from a pedicure. I mean, very, very common, actually, to get fungus in the nails. Unfortunately, it's not an easy problem to treat. So Jublia is a topical solution that's out there that is very effective for nail fungus. And when I say very effective, I mean it works about 40% of the time. Okay, so that may sound low and not effective, but actually that's an advancement from other topical agents out there. What I do in my office to make the treatment more effective, I love Jublia, and I get patients using it for a year every day on the toes that are affected, but I add laser treatment to it.
Okay.
There's lasers out there that heat up those nails, and they will kill the fungus through heat, and because it's kind of destroying the fungus through another mechanism than the Jublia, I find the two go together really, really well. What's nice with the with the Jublia as well as the laser is they're safe. Unlike the pills that can affect the liver rarely, you know, these are products, the laser and the nail polish, that have minimal side effects, very well tolerated. I get patients into my office once a month. We do 3 or 4 sessions, and I find that that will improve the efficacy to about 60 to 70% at curing the fungus.
From 40, that's
from 40.
Awesome. Dr. Ronnie Munk, MD, MunkMD, MunkMD.com is the website to book a cosmetic appointment with Dr. Munk, 514-937-2757. I guess that's the number that Ellie should be calling if she wants to...
If she wants to book any laser for the fungus, that's where she should call.
Perfect. Plenty of information as well at monkmd.com. I'm Dave Kaufman, and this is Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Munk. We're talking about the Fountain of Youth and, well, the many tips and tricks and tools that Dr. Ronnie Munk has at his office that can help you look and feel younger.
Yeah, so we talked about sunscreen. That's obviously very important for anti-aging. What else can we do to make our skin look more even, more youthful? There's different things. So other skincare products are very important, very helpful at preserving our skin youth. There's creams that help lighten sun damage spots, brown spots, help to tighten the skin a little bit. There's antioxidants like vitamin C or vitamin E that we can apply on the skin that help to combat free radical species and help to prevent aging of the skin. There's retinol creams that help to build collagen, and by building collagen, that could be anti-aging. So those are also important things. You know, when you come into my office, we really sit down with you. I have a skincare consultant who really goes through all the skincare with you and will make suggestions and will get you into good skincare routines. And to me, that is a crucial, crucial aspect of maintaining your skin youth. Other things we do in the office, we address those sun damage spots, the brown spots, the blood vessels. I do a lot of light treatments in my office. So what we really believe in and what we really talk about to all our patients is IPL treatments. You know what IPL is, Dave?
Do I know what IPL is?
So IPL stands for intense pulse light. And basically it's a broad light. It's a full face treatment. We call it photo rejuvenation. And patients will do it. The treatment takes about 20 to 30 minutes. I have a super duper IPL machine. Patients need about 2 to 3 treatments with it to really clear up their skin. But why I love it is because it does the browns and the sunspots and the sun damage, as well as the reds and the veins and the dilated vessels. And that's all from years of sun exposure. And it targets those things and will just clear up the skin beautifully in 2 to 3 sessions, totally non-invasively.
Much more ahead with Dr. Ronnie Munk on Skin Deep right here on CJAD, but it's now 7:15.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Munk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:18 on Skin Deep, Dave Kaufman, along with Dr. Ronnie Munk. MunkMD is the website, MunkMD.com, MunkMD. And to book a cosmetic appointment with Dr. Munk, 514-937-2757. 2757. Dr. Monk, we want to continue talking about different ways to look and maintain one's youth, right?
The way, yeah. Youth of the skin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is what you do best.
I think I do.
You talked about having some new equipment that you didn't have the last time you were here.
Yeah. I always, you know, I'm a tech guy. I love Apple. I love the iPhone. And I love lasers. It's what I love to do. So I go to all the conferences. I stay up to date. To me, it's extremely important. We always want to deliver the best results for our patients and make sure that we have the best technology. And so since I've been here the last time, I actually added a couple new lasers into my practice. One of them is a CO2 laser. So for those that aren't familiar with that, CO2 lasers have been around the longest. They were actually the first lasers created. And what they do extremely well is they destroy tissue and tighten tissue. So sounds scary, but you know, the lasers over time, we refine them, we improve the technology, and it's been perfected to this point. So what I do with that type of laser is I remove moles with that laser, I remove benign growths with it. The beauty is the laser is so precise that it does barely leave a scar on the skin. If you're looking to remove a mole or to remove a benign growth and you're looking for the nicest aesthetic result, the CO2 laser will do that. It does it beautifully.
Can I ask about pain?
It is painful. So these are things that I usually will put some local anesthesia in. A little needle to freeze it. And then it's painless. Okay. It's a very easy procedure. Whole thing is pretty quick. Takes about, I'd say, 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So very, very quick procedure, but it's painless after it's anesthetized. The other thing that CO2 lasers do amazing, and this is what I do in my practice, is they do wrinkles and skin tightening unbelievable. So for example, I do a lot of lower eyelids with the laser. You know, in the past, surgery was the only option for these people with lax skin and wrinkled skin under their eyelids. Now we CO2 them. Just numbing cream is all they need, and we go after it with the laser. The laser tightens the skin, it rejuvenates the collagen, and you wouldn't believe how the skin looks once the laser is done with it. So we could do eyes. I do full faces.
Is it an immediate difference, or is it the kind of thing where you have to go home and rest for a few days?
So when I do the laser, I see the immediate tightening. But what happens is that it actually will remove a layer of skin.
Okay.
So you won't notice it right away. What you do notice is you're red and poofy and you have a little bit of crusting. And it takes time. It takes about 4 to 7 days for the skin to heal. And then it looks a little pink for maybe a couple weeks longer.
Okay.
But you could apply makeup after day 6 or so and look pretty normal. But it could be pink for a little bit longer, maybe a week or two. And then the tightening effect, you really see it at the 2 to 3 month mark. But this is a laser. It's one or two treatments. Usually one treatment is sufficient. If you have wrinkles and you want to improve your wrinkles, you have irregular pigmentation on your face, you want to rejuvenate your skin, in one treatment, this is going to do it. If you have scarring, acne scarring, if you have surgical scarring, any type of scarring you want to improve, 1 to 2 treatments with this laser, it's going to do it.
Wow.
It is unbelievable what a CO2 laser can do these days.
And this versus the old CO2 laser that you had, how big is the technology jump?
So the difference is the old CO2s were fully ablative, and that means that it totally removed all the tissue. Whereas the CO2 lasers now, they are fully ablatives, and that's how I remove moles, is I completely destroy the whole mole cell, all the cells, and the mole does great. And like I said, barely leaves a mark. But when I do a face or when I do eyelids, I use what's called fractionated CO2. And the difference is I'm not removing all the tissue, but it selectively drills little holes into the skin. But around those holes, there's normal skin. So a full CO2 may take 1 to 2 weeks to heal, but a fractionated CO2 will take about, like I said, four or five days to heal.
Okay.
So the healing is much quicker. It's a much safer technology. The risk of scarring or of anything going wrong with the fractionated CO2 laser is minimal. It's a very safe technology, and the results speak for themselves. It's incredible.
It's Skin Deep on CJAD. Dr. Ronnie Monk, munkmd.com is the website. You can text us at 514-800, you can call us at 514-790-0800, and you can book a cosmetic appointment with Dr. Monk at 514-937-2757. 2757. We have a few text messages here. We'll start with this one. If sun causes cancer, I don't understand. My grandparents worked in the fields 13 hours a day, never used or knew what sunscreen was, and died in their 90s with sun exposure from sunrise to sunset. Dr. Monk?
That's a great question. There's a reason why skin cancer is the number one cancer in the world. If you live old long enough, you will develop a skin cancer. That's the bottom line. I mean, I can't say it's 100%, but everybody at some point will probably get a little growth or a little cancer. Now, what's fortunate about it is most skin cancers, I'd say, 70 or 80% of the skin cancers we encounter are not harmful for our health. They grow, they can destroy tissue locally, so you got to treat them, you got to cut them out, but they will not kill you. I'm talking about basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma. These are usually cancers that do not spread in the body, are not particularly harmful as long as you get them early. So, but they're all sun-induced, okay? So this is all sun-related. That being said, melanoma, which is the cancer of moles, is a sun-induced cancer as well, and that is a cancer that can kill you. So we know for a fact that the sun causes skin cancer, and it's not usually the chronic sun exposure, it's those intermittent sunburns. When you get a sunburn, every burn you get, you are doubling your risk of skin cancer.
Wow.
It's tremendous. We have banned UVA tanning beds for kids under 18 years old because every time they were going in those tanning beds, they were more than doubling their risk of melanoma going forward. It was scary, the statistics. The rates of skin cancer are sky high. So to answer the question, your grandparents living into their 90s, I mean, I don't know if they ever had any skin issues or skin cancers. Knock on wood, they were lucky that they never had issues. But you know what? The ozone layer has never been this thin. The sun has never been this strong. And the rates of skin cancer have never been this high. So not everybody will get it. But I think we got to protect ourselves as best we can.
Lily texting in at 514-800. And a question that I think follows up this one perfectly. Asking you, Dr. Monk, to please recommend a specific brand of zinc oxide sunscreen. Pardon me. The ones that she's tried have been awful and made her skin break out.
It's you know what? It's like I said, it's very hard to find good ones. If you ever come see me in my clinic, my girls can definitely make recommendations for you. There are specialty skincare stores out there that sell great brands. The zinc is very thin. There's even makeups with zinc oxide in them. You just got to find them. In terms of the specifics, I'm not going to discuss the specifics on air, but come by my office, ask my girls questions. We're happy to help.
514-790-0800 if you have a question for Dr. Monk. 514-800 if you want to text. And we've got about a minute left here, Dr. Monk. What's the best mole removal technique to minimize scarring?
Hands down, CO2 laser. I do it every day. I love the CO2 laser. I believe in it, and I see the results, and it's incredible.
There you go. I guess we've got time for one more text at 514-800 before the 7:30 news. How are these newer lasers on hyperpigmentation and acne scarring on black skin?
Great question. Black skin is more risky. Black skin is at higher risk of pigmentation changes with laser, so I would be a little cautious doing something like a CO2 laser on black skin. That being said, I do have a fractionated laser in my office. I do a ton of black skin with that laser. There's a special handpiece for dark skin types, and I get no pigmentation problems with that laser. It is very safe for black skin. I do a ton of acne scarring in black skin, and every patient I do, they say to me, every doctor I've gone to has told me I can't treat it because I have dark skin. It's not true. You just have to find the right technology. If you have black skin and you want treatment for your scarring, your acne, your wrinkles, come to my office. I have the right technology for you.
And to book a cosmetic appointment with Dr. Monk, 514-937-2757. Much more to come on Skin Deep on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:36 on CJAD at Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. I'm Dave Kaufman, and if you'd like to book an appointment with Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757. You can call us here at 514-790-0800 if you have a question for the good doctor. You can also text us at 514-800. Dr. Monk, your office, you're at 1538 Sherbrooke West, but you're switching to shinier digs, right?
Yeah, it's exciting news. More recently, we're actually under construction, but we're going to be moving. Same building, so you don't have to worry, but we are moving on to a different floor. We are expanding our office, going to have a bigger space. So it'll be very comfortable in there. And I am adding on another dermatologist. So
nice.
There will be more availability and less waiting for appointments, I hope. And it'll be more accessible.
And so, more room for fancy new machines.
Oh, I love new machines. I added on another new machine recently. You know, in my practice, in my cosmetic practice, I love doing injections, and I love Botox, I love fillers, but they will only take you so far. So, you know, I've talked about it before, and I do a little bit of a technique with fillers where I do a non-invasive lifting, and I think through augmenting the cheeks and doing some on the jawline and a little bit of filler near the ears, I think I can obtain facelift-like results non-invasively through lifting. But then, you know, I get some of these older patients or patients with really, really severe deep wrinkling that, you know, I can't really do filler for because there's no filler in the world that's going to correct that or improve that. So I added on a new technology. It's called Profound. It's brand new to Canada. I think I'm probably the first in Montreal to get it. But basically, it's a technology. It is very cool. What it is they're little tiny micro needles, and we inject them into the skin, and then the needles, once they're embedded in the skin, they deliver a pulse of energy, and that energy goes into the collagen and stimulates the collagen to remodel and to tighten. But what's exciting about this technology, that there's no other technology that does it, is that the studies have proven that it builds collagen, it builds hyaluronic acid, and it builds elastin, and those are three essential building blocks for maintaining youthful, voluminous skin. So it's great for fine lines and wrinkles. What it's really amazing for is it's supposed to tighten jaw lines, and it's unbelievable for necks. One single treatment with this technology along the jawline and on the neck, and we can do cheeks as well, will lift, and it's been shown in studies that it gives you about a 40% lift of what a surgical lift can do. So it might not sound like a lot, but when you see these results that people are getting with one single treatment, and don't forget, this is a totally non-invasive technology with very little downtime, it's incredible how we can shape the jawline. I can really improve those jowls. And you know, everybody's saying, I look great, my face looks great, my filler looks great, but what about my neck? My neck is saggy, there's nothing for the neck, what do I do? Now we can do it. One single non-invasive treatment on your neck, we can lift your neck, and it can look very similar to what you could get with surgery where you're down for 2 weeks.
Incredible stuff.
It's incredible. So I'm very excited about it. If you want to try it out, call my office, come see me for a consultation. We'll see if you're a good candidate. But all it takes is one treatment. I'd say you're down for maybe 2-3 days. You have some bruising on your neck. It is painless because I do numb up the skin with needles. So it is totally a painless procedure. It's very comparable. You know, a lot of people have done Althera or other skin tightening devices on the neck to try to get that tightening result, but Althera kills. It's very painful. This is painless. And like I said, this is one treatment. It's incredible.
There you go. Dr. Monk, MonkMD is the website, monkmd.com. If you want to get more information about the MonkMD Dermatology Clinic, you can book an appointment with Dr. Monk, 514-937-2757 for a cosmetic appointment. If you have any questions for the doctor tonight on Skin Deep here on CJD, you can call us at 514-790-0800, or you can text us at 514-800, and we do have a text in. I'll read it to you now. It says, my daughter had cysts on the inside of her hands while working at summer camp. We had a break for 2 weeks, and it went away, but then back to camp, and it came right back. She went back to university now, and they're gone again. What could have caused this, and is it something to be concerned about? She would have had 10 to 20 bumps on the inside of her hands. She saw her GP and got a referral to see someone, but now they're gone.
I mean, it's very hard to say without examining and having looked at it and feeling it, you know, it's hard for me to comment on it. But what I would say is, you know, when things disappear, it's very reassuring. So cysts will often, you know, cysts are very common, you can get them anywhere, and they'll often kind of come and go. And to me, that's a very reassuring sign that it's nothing to worry about, because cancers don't disappear. Cancers come and they grow and they're firm and they continue to evolve and grow. So if it's resolved, I would reassure the patient and wouldn't worry about it. Now, that being said, if it keeps recurring and it's bothersome, it's good to get a second opinion on it, go get it checked out and make sure it's nothing serious. But from the story, it doesn't sound like anything major.
So there you go. If you want to make an appointment when she's back from university, 514-937-2757 to get in touch with the Monk MD Dermatology Clinic. This is Skin Deep on CJAD. Dr. Ronnie Monk is in studio until 8 o'clock, taking your calls and your text messages. And we're talking about keeping your skin youthful.
So what are other ways we can keep our skin youthful? I mean, I just mentioned injections, and I find injections are very good at maintaining youth. I mean, because what happens commonly as we get older, the bones change, we lose volume, we lose collagen, hyaluronic acid, elastin, all those good things that, as I mentioned, the profound will stimulate, we lose with time. So part of the reason I love doing injections is it's instant gratification. As soon as I put a filler into your skin, the results are instant. You see it. Now, I can't tell you how many patients come to see me on a daily basis and say, I don't want to look like that woman. I don't want to look like this. I saw a woman, she's too poofy. Doesn't look natural. And I say the same thing to everybody. If you know somebody's done filler, somebody's done injections, it's not a good job. They should never look done. What the injections always do, I think in my hands and in good hands, is they refresh you. You look rested. You look relaxed.
Not plastic.
Not plastic. Never want to overdo it, okay? I'm conservative. I never try to overdo it, but you got to get results. And to get results, you need product, because we do lose a lot of volume. And we start to lose it as early as 30. So I tell, it's funny because I'm in my early 30s, and I tell my friends, you know, come see me. Come start doing product, because you want to start when you're young. You don't need a lot of product when you're young, but you want to always keep it up. And that way you do a little bit here and there, and you'll always maintain your youth. The key to staying young and having youthful skin, injections, no doubt about it, you need injections. They will keep you young, but you got to make sure you're going to the right people. Injections, IPL lasers, good skincare. To me, those are the three essential keys to anti-aging. There's other things. We mentioned the CO2. We could always tailor the technologies and so forth based on your underlying skin. But
how about drinking water?
I think that's important too. I mean, everything's important, right? Lifestyle, diet, exercise, water. I mean, those are things that for sure will keep your skin young too. I mean, smoking, you know, when I look at somebody...
Not smoking, I would think.
Well, what I was going to say is when I look at somebody, I know if they're a smoker.
Sure.
Because it changes their skin big time. So smoking definitely negatively impacts the skin. Alcohol negatively impacts the skin. Negative behaviors play a role on the skin. Okay, we don't really know how, although we do know that smoking, for example, will break down your collagen, elastin, affects wound healing and so forth. So, but we don't know how everything else plays a role in the skin. It just does, though. So for sure, drink your water, diet, exercise, wear your sunscreen, and then, you know, but having good skin, you're not born with good skin. You gotta work towards it. There's always work involved. So if you want youthful skin, you gotta work at it.
One more segment left with Dr. Ronnie Monk. To book an appointment, a cosmetic appointment, 514-937-2757. You can also reach us here if you have any questions for the good doctor, 514-790-0800, or you can text us at 514-800. It's now 745.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
. 7:49 on Skin Deep on CJD with Dr. Ronnie Monk. To book a cosmetic appointment with Dr. Monk, 514-937-2757. You can text us here at 514-800 or give us a call at 514-790-0800. 1-800-273-0800 if you'd like to speak with Dr. Monk in the 10 minutes or so that we have left. Dr. Monk, we have a couple of text messages, one asking about skin tags.
Yeah, I treat skin tags a lot in my office. Different ways you can treat tags. You know, there's more destructive modalities like, for example, liquid nitrogen or electricity on them, just destroying them. That's what a lot of... we used to do that, okay? But the problem with that is they're not precise, and so there are risks of leaving scars and marks on the skin when you do that. I do them with laser in my office. I have a precise laser. The big tags, actually, I do with a CO2 laser like I do a mole. But the smaller tags, I have a laser that just is so precise and goes after those guys. Beauty is, you know, we can do many of those tags at once. It's pretty painless, and it doesn't leave any scars or marks. They heal beautifully, so something else we do at the office.
There you go. So to book an appointment with Dr. Monk and get that taken care of, 514-937-2757. Another text in at 514-800. Does laughing cause wrinkles?
So laughing's good for the soul, but it definitely causes wrinkles. Reason is you know, a lot of the lines we get are expressive lines. For example, the lines along your forehead, that's from raising your eyebrows. Laugh lines, you look at those lines near your eyes, those crow's feet, those are all from laughing. So it's good for you, it's healthy, but for sure it will cause wrinkles. But what is great for expression lines is Botox, because Botox will relax those lines that are express those muscles of expression. It relaxes those muscles to the extent that the lines smooth out. So what's nice with Botox, you know, if you're over Botoxed and you can't move your face, of course it looks unnatural and it looks terrible, and people know you've done it. But if it's done nicely and naturally and precisely, nobody would ever know you do it, and all it does is soften your expressive lines. So something super popular to do with Botox and very natural looking.
Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD, and we'll go to the phones now. We have Helen on the line. She's got a question about allergic reactions to fillers. Hi, Helen.
Hello. I just wanted to know if there's a chance somebody who's allergic to certain medicines would develop allergic reaction to fillers.
It's a great question. It's always a possibility. You know, whenever you're injecting a foreign substance into the skin, there's always a possibility. That being said, I should say that most of the fillers I do are what are called hyaluronic acid fillers. And hyaluronic acid, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, is a natural substance that we have in our skin when we're young, and it gives us youthful volume, and we just lose it gradually over time. So it's a natural substance. So those are the types of fillers that I use the most commonly. They are the safest fillers out there, and I, knock on wood, I am yet to see an allergic reaction to it. It is extremely rare. Is it impossible? No, it's always a possibility, but it is an extremely rare phenomenon, and I have a ton of patients with lots of allergies that ask me those types of questions, and I do injections on them, and I feel very safe doing injections on them. So I can't say it's negligible. It can happen, but it's very rare, and I feel safe doing it in people with lots of allergies.
Thanks for the call, Helen. 514-790-0800. Let's go to Jeanette talking about facial treatment. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi. I'm curious about a procedure called microneedling.
Yeah, so microneedling basically is injecting tiny needles into the skin, and it's been used, it's been around a long time because it, by injecting, anytime you poke a needle into the skin, you stimulate collagen remodeling and tightening. So that's been around a long time. What's new is like this new technology that I got in my office called the Profound, which is microneedling, although the needles are longer than the older microneedles, so they go more deeper into the skin to stimulate collagen, but they deliver energy. So you're getting the benefits of microneedling where you're stimulating the collagen, and then that jolt of energy will stimulate the hyaluronic acid and the elastin, and the three building together gives a beautiful tightening and volume enhancement.
There you go. Thank you for the call, Jeanette. Really appreciate it. 514-790-0800. Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Let's go to Rosalie, who's waiting patiently on the line. Hello, Rosalie.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Rosalie.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. You?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. I'm calling about my rosacea and what can be done. I'm using Noritate, but it doesn't seem to clear it up, and I'm trying to follow the rules about what to eat, not to eat the sun, the this, and everything else.
Okay. I love rosacea. I'll tell you why, because there's so many things we can do to improve rosacea. There's two components to rosacea. There's redness and there's pimples. So the pimples, you can use your Noritate. There's newer drugs on the market, things like Rosyvre or Aprilon, which are basically both creams and pills that can be used to really reduce the pimples. So that's one aspect of rosacea. So if you come, you go see your family doctor or me, for sure you can get on a good regimen to control your outbreaks. But then the other component of rosacea is redness. And that's something that I treat in my office every day. I do laser for redness or I do IPL for redness. Both are great. The laser is probably a little bit more precise on the redness and stronger. And in about 3 to 4 treatment sessions, the redness and the veins will vastly diminish and the skin will look much more even. So there's great improvements and advances in rosacea treatment. If you're interested in treatment, just come pay me a visit and we can definitely take care of you.
Great. That's perfect. We've got a few minutes left, Dr. Monk, and I know you want to talk about Cool Sculpting, right?
Yeah, so that's another thing that's new to my office. I mean, I've been doing Cool Sculpting now for a long time, but what's new, and Cool Sculpting, for those that don't know, is basically body sculpting. So it's meant for people that are slim and in good shape, but no matter how much you diet, exercise, you always have these bulges, whether it's the flanks or the mid-abdomen, or women after their pregnancies have little bulges where, you know, that you just can't get rid of no matter how much you exercise. So Cool Sculpting, totally non-invasive technology, 1 to 2 treatments in the area, and it will drastically diminish the fat cells. And it's a permanent procedure. What's new to Cool Sculpting is that the old hand pieces, the old treatments, it was an hour per area. And they've come out with something called the Cool Advantage. We've been doing it in our office now for about 2 months, and it cuts that treatment time in half. Instead of it being an hour treatment, it's 35 minutes, so quicker treatment. It's a larger handpiece that we're applying on the skin, so it is a more effective treatment. I've seen the results with it. I love Cool Sculpting, also because it's totally non-invasive. There's no downtime. So I think we're getting surgical type results, like with liposuction, without the downtime or without the surgery. No scars, no marks, and the Cool Advantage, in as little as 35 minutes, you can get rid of those fat cells permanently. It's incredible.
To book a cosmetic appointment with Dr. Ronnie Monk, 514-937-2757. And Dr. Monk, that's pretty much going to wrap up today's show. Very interesting stuff. And again, maybe a quick recap in the time, less than a minute we have left, of what you suggest to maintain youthful, healthy, young-looking skin.
Okay, before my recap, I just got a very important text message from my wife.
Oh.
I have to say hi to my 3 girls.
Yes, you do.
Gabby, Avery, and Jamie. I love them. They're listening to my show as always, so I have to mention them before I forget. Thank you, Gail, for the reminder. Maintaining youth. Sunscreen, good skincare, get into retinol, get into antioxidants, get into newest kit on the block. Growth factors are great for the skin, building collagen, stimulating collagen. Get into IPL treatments to even out that sun damage, those browns, those reds. Start when you're young. Do 1 or 2 treatments a year to keep your skin clear. And then as soon as you start to notice, you know, your lines, your laugh lines, your forehead lines, they're becoming more pronounced, start young. Do a little bit of Botox in your late 20s, early 30s. Do some fillers starting into your early to mid 30s. Start young. Be regular with it. Every 6 to 12 months, do your injection touch-ups. Stay on it. Maintain. It's all about maintenance. Keeping youthful skin is work. Nothing comes easy, but if you work at it, you're going to get great results.
MUNKMD.com is the website. If you want to make an appointment, 514-937-2757. Dr. Ronnie Monk, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
This has been Skin Deep on CJAD.